With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. So far this year, 25 public beaches on Lake Michigan have had closures due to high bacteria levels. As sewers and septic tanks age, they can leak human waste into streams and lakes, which can make people sick. Some cities and towns are trying to fix this old infrastructure, but there's a problem. How do you find out which pipes are leaking? As WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, a company founded in Michigan, Environmental Canine Services, uses dogs to sniff out wastewater.
In Bridgman, investigators Sable and Kenna sniff samples from stormwater drains near Waco Beach. Sable is a 10-year-old German Shepherd. Kenna, a golden retriever, is two.
And if they smell any contamination that indicates human source bacteria, then they will give an alert.
That's Karen Reynolds. She founded Environmental Canine Services in Michigan 7 years ago with her husband, an environmental scientist.
Sable barks when he smells that, and Kenna will sit.
Now the company is headquartered in Maine, with teams on both coasts as well as the Midwest. Altogether, they have 6 working dogs. Reynolds says, to her knowledge, Environmental Canine is the only company in the world that does this.
We're going to be going over the railroad tracks.
This summer, the company tracked wastewater in Berrien County. Peg Coring is the Midwest director of the Conservation Fund, an environmental nonprofit that works on community projects. She says there have been consistent problems at 5 beaches in the county, including Waco Beach.
We're finding that the beaches are closed, and it's because of human waste in the water. So we're tracing back the drains, trying to find where either there's a failing septic system or maybe there's a stormwater drain and a sewer system crossing.
The team follows a creek along the railroad tracks until they find 2 storm drains in a ditch nearby.
She looks very interested.
Peg Coring says the dogs find things that people can't.
It's the most amazing thing. I've walked those creeks many times looking, didn't see anything, and then this dog, Sable, just came and nailed it, found that pipe under all these leaves. So it's faster, it's much cheaper than water sampling. We can go right to the source of the problem.
Karen Reynolds says regular water testing is still important, but she says the dogs can point scientists in the right direction, especially when there are 2 intersecting storm drains like these.
So traditional methods, we would have had to grab a sample from both, send it to the lab. It would take about 24 hours to get E. coli results back. Then you'd have to come back out and then start tracing it upstream that way. Now we just did it all in a matter of minutes.
Coring says this will be her 3rd time working with the dogs. A few years ago, they helped find 30 failing septic systems along the Galeen River in New Buffalo. The river empties into Lake Michigan.
And we're able to work with the rural development, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to get funding to get them fixed, because people generally with failing septic systems are in poverty and you don't want to nick them without having a solution.
On this trip to Bridgman, Coring says the dogs found whole sewer lines that had been dissolved by sewer gas. The team also discovered that some sewer lift stations, which pump wastewater, were leaking sewage into nearby creeks. Marcy Hamilton is a senior planner with the Southwest Michigan Planning Commission. She says the dogs can quickly find a problem, but actually fixing things like sewer systems can take time. Cities don't always have the money for that.
Hopefully some grant money available to help. That would be ideal. But I think every community is struggling with old infrastructure and, you know, can only replace it so fast.
Karen Reynolds says they're looking into having the dogs sniff out PCBs too, the main toxin left over from Kalamazoo's paper mills. But they have to get enough interest, and it has to be safe for the dogs and their handlers.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that was, she was trying to sit.
I think so.
She's trying to sit.
Can I check it?
They just love it. It's like any scenting dog that you train. The goal is to make it a game for them, to where it is the most fun thing that they do. And they always get a reward of a treat or a, you know, a squeaky ball or whatever it is. So they love it.
Just squeaky. Yeah.
To find out if Environmental Canine Services has worked in your town, follow the link on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.